Recovery 101, hurrah, hurrah. Recovery 101, hurrah, hurrah. It's time for recovery, it's time for recovery. It's time for recovery on 101. It will be time to have some fun, hurrah, hurrah. It will be time to have some fun, hooray, hooray. With Mark and Joey and Bruce too, we'll have some fun on, we'll have fun on Recovery 101. The Peanut Gallery will shout and scream, hurrah, hooray. The Peanut Gallery will shout and scream, hurrah, hooray. The Peanut Gallery will be he there to shout and scream when we get there. And it's all time for Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Bill for our marvelous Recovery 101 Recovery Idol entry. All you guys that think you can do better, send them in. But I don't know if you can. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with
Shelley
and Mark
and myself. And I forgot to do the disclaimer. We don't speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMHAPADRAFNA. We don't speak for any of them. They're guys.
There, you've disclaimed.
Shelley is trying to say something to me.
Did you get the boozy news off my desktop?
No. Why would we need the boozy news? You make it like that's like a big part of the show or something.
So, Shelley, how was your day today?
It was fantastic. We had great church.
Oh, great.
Good church day. The youth services did the service, and they sang all the songs. It was all modern songs, which, you know, I kind of like the traditional hymns, mm-hmm. but they sounded great, and they just looked fantastic. It was wonderful. You know, everybody's saying, oh, they're giving Pastor Bob a run for his money, and they are, and the message was great. It was just fantastic, and then... Yeah. We went and had Nathan's hot dogs, which I love, and
ooh,
then
cool.
yeah, over at the Sugar Bowl.
Okay,
Nathan's hot dogs pretty good.
Yeah, and then I got to finish my book and do some laundry.
We got to do a thing yesterday.
We did.
We did.
All three of us.
Yes,
we did.
We went and spoke
at the Marathon and Fish Fry.
The Marathon and Fish and Chicken Fest.
Boy, oh boy!
It was good tilapia.
Yeah,
shout out.
It was better snapper, and the chicken wasn't half bad either. Shout out to Derek.
Derek's the man.
Yeah, Derek, that was good. It was nice to see people we hadn't seen in a while. You know, it's nice when you go to functions and you get to see people you haven't seen in a while. That was cool.
Kind of tells you don't go enough places on a regular basis.
You know what? I was just discussing, actually, on the way home. Someone reminded me, they were telling me about a show. One of my sponsees was saying he had listened to a show, the Bleeding Deacon Show. And he said, so when is the meeting of the month? I said, you know what? I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Because I said, I promised on that show, the next time there's a meeting of the month, I'm going to go to it. Because what's the deal of having a meeting of the month if no one's going to go? And I've been guilty of this myself, so next time there's a meeting of the month, not only am I going to go, I'm going to take like four or five people with me.
This Tuesday night is a cigar meeting, by the way. I just got the email. You're busy, aren't you?
Might have to do another meeting. We have a friend that's real sick right now, who hasn't been to a meeting in several weeks.
Uh-huh.
We've been talking about taking a meeting to him.
Oh.
And that might be the night.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't gotten a hold of...
Well, we don't know. We haven't figured it out yet. So if it could be any other night, that would be awesome.
Oh, let's put off our sick friends. You can
no.
go
oh,
smoke cigars.
Oh, I'm not saying put on. Do it. Monday night's fine. I don't care. Tomorrow night's fine.
Well, that might not be fast or short or long enough notice because...
You can't get two or more?
Well, we have to coordinate it with his stepdad and his nurse. He's got a live-in nurse.
He has a live-in nurse?
That's she's cool. there all the time.
Is she hot?
Don't think so.
Dave,
well,
you need
I think
a hot live-in nurse.
I think she's hot. I think she's beautiful, but, you know.
Have you seen her?
No.
How do you know?
Because she's taking
matter.
Care of him. She's beautiful.
Are you borrowing beauty?
She's, everybody's beautiful.
She's beautiful on the inside.
Everyone
Shelley's been to
beautiful.
Church today. Everything's beautiful.
In their own way. Isn't that a song?
What do you say? We entertain the troops.
Yeah.
What?
Well, let's move on with the show.
Oh, let's say we entertain.
It's time to let the music. It's time to light the lights. What? It's time to get things started on The Muppet Show tonight.
The Muppet Show. So.
Yes.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okie dokie.
We're awesome at that.
Oh, and I am going to forget a shout out. This
we're
is not
so good at that Foley.
How good are we?
We're going to share the Humble Trophy. We're that good. How much better do you need to be than us?
I have forgotten a shout out. A new listener.
You hadn't done any shout outs yet.
I know, but I was supposed to remember the name of someone and I didn't write it down. I think her name was Jonna, but I'm not absolutely positively 100% sure. So in the break between shows, we'll look it up, and then I can give her a shout-out on the next show if I've gotten it wrong. We also have shout-outs to Robert, Sarah, Fran, Bill, Phil, Donald. Donald sent us a good one.
I haven't heard much from Donald lately.
And then I think that might be it. I think that's it.
Okay.
What
we got?
If I've left anybody out, you can berate me.
You can lump it.
Call your sponsor.
Okay. There's a book out. It's called Wet Goddess.
Awesome.
By Charlie Sheen.
No. No, it was written by a man named Malcolm Brenner, who is a self-avowed bestiality advocate. And the book describes his 9 months in a sexual relationship with a female dolphin.
Hey.
She was...
So they said, Flipper, Flipper.
I
don't even want to do the next line because I'd have to make something up. It wouldn't be good.
There are some excerpts of the book in this article that are quite racy. So I don't know that we want to actually
read
them. Yeah.
On our G-rated show.
Oh, please.
Yeah, no, there's...
our G-spot-rated show.
And there's another thing here that says, I don't want to give away any spoilers. That's what the writer of this article is saying.
Oh, my God.
But there is a rather startling revelation that dolphins have no gag reflex.
Wow.
They just got a mental picture. I could see the mental picture entering your heads.
You know what, though?
Life with a bottlenose dolphin.
They have teeth.
Yeah, but so does everybody else.
Yeah, but you can train humans. You know, I mean,
you can train dolphins. I've been to SeaWorld.
How'd you like to be the guy trying to train in it? No, next time don't chomp down like that. Wow.
I've been waiting all day to say
What's
that.
What's the guy's name? Malcolm?
Malcolm Brenner.
Okay, one thing, shout out to Malcolm, because if you think you can gag a dolphin, Malcolm's got to be swinging pretty heavy. Dolphin, big animal. Wow. I'd have to, just looking at the mouth of a dolphin, I'd have to say probably the throat is about 16 inches past the lips.
All right, let's see.
Malcolm swinging.
In
Florida.
John C. Champion, 21 years old, was injured Sunday evening while hunting.
What was he hunting?
Actually, it doesn't say what he was hunting.
Female dolphin.
It doesn't actually say what he was hunting, but interestingly enough, Champion is paraplegic and is confined to a wheelchair. He was hunting alone, his first mistake. He attempted to cock his crossbow and accidentally fired the bolt through his left foot, pinning his foot to the floor of his Ranger. So he was stuck in his car until rescuers came because he couldn't pull the bolt out of the metal of the floor
of the car. Well, he's quadriplegic, right?
Yeah, but he couldn't... Well, no.
Did you
say he was... paraplegic. Was paraplegic.
Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, how is he loading a crossbow? Wow.
That sucks for him.
He probably didn't feel it, though.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, but still.
How do you know he did it? He goes to get out of the car.
He comes home, you know, stories he tells? I bagged a cripple.
Oh.
Wow.
What? Send your mail address to Mark.
To Mark.
Okay.
Now, you have to be fair to me. I have a sponsor who's been in a wheelchair since he was 20 years old.
Okay.
He's now in his late 60s. He refers to the little blue striped spaces as the cripple spots. So, therefore, it's all in good fun.
We have a very good friend. You know him as well. His name is Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Guy grew up with cerebral palsy, mm-hmm. and he would do, you know, and he has a thing where his hand kind of sticks up a little, and when he walks, he's got a sway in his walk. And he said that when he first found drugs and alcohol, it was cool because he discovered that his cripply walk became a real cool pimp walk, mm-hmm. And it made him normal. He's like, yeah, I got that pimp walk thing going on.
Yep.
Okie dokie. Let's see. Also in
Florida,
in Tampa specifically.
Tampa
is apparently called the lap dance capital of the world.
Really?
It has over 50 strip clubs.
Really?
In that one city.
I'll bet you get a lot of mileage on a lap dance there because they know you could go to any one of 50 other clubs.
Undercover cops this week busted several fully nude dancers and a strip club manager at Hollywood Nights, citing a violation of a city ordinance that prevents nudity at establishments that sell alcohol.
That's true.
Well, that's true in L.A. for sure. None of the strip clubs that serve booze have fully nude.
Yeah.
Okay, I had never realized that there was... So if you have a strip club that doesn't serve alcohol, you can have fully nude women?
Correct.
Well, at least in Florida and here, I guess.
Yeah. The only place I've ever been to where you can have fully nude women and booze is Anchorage.
I've been to a place
who's going to argue with them?
I've gone to a place with fully nude women and booze, but it was in Tijuana. It was in Mexico.
It was in my apartment down in San Diego.
Yeah. Matter of fact, when you go to sit at the bar, if you want a table at the strip club, you have to buy the table for $100, and it comes with two rather large bottles of mezcal.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we were a bunch of sober guys, so none of us drank. So the dude that went with us got two bottles of mezcal. And he was a big guy, and he drank them both. Like they was water.
Interesting. I thought the names of the girls that were arrested were kind of interesting.
Oh, God. Here it comes.
Right.
Well, they're not so much interesting.
Are they like James Bond?
No, it's well, okay.
Florida.
Pussy like, galore?
No, they're Florida. They're like Eunice and Edna.
No.
they wear sensible shoes.
Their names were Cherokee, Glow,
Cherokee Nation,
Golden, Cinnamon, Apple,
Showers.
Charm, and my favorite, Cheeks.
Cheeks.
Golden and Showers will double team you.
Yeah.
You guys
have taken this show to a new all-time low.
I know. This is really bad, actually.
Golden
this
Showers,
is bad for
bestiality,
us.
What the hell? You know, there's recovery people out there listening to the show going, what the hell is this?
It's the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Well, let's move on to clean clothes.
Okay.
In Naples.
Florida?
Yes, we're still in Florida. These are Fran's stories because Fran always goes to the Florida site when she sends in her stories. Robert James Luther, the third. Was caught by the owner of a vacant home. The owner was actually sitting in his car across from the vacant house. Saw him pry open the laundry door and enter the laundry room and caught him viciously washing his clothes.
Viciously?
Well, I'm just putting
it in. Is that like Charlie Sheen violently loving his goddesses?
And here's the thing, the guy wasn't loaded or on drugs or anything. He was literally...
He's just doing his laundry.
But he was in Florida just washing his clothes.
Yeah.
That's weird.
People's clothes get dirty in Florida, too.
Yeah.
I know, but when you commit a crime in Florida, usually it involves, like, you know, flora, fauna, a half gallon of wine, a cop car.
An alligator. Yeah,
an alligator doesn't have a gag reflex either.
Yeah.
Some one-eyed guy named Bubba with a shotgun. I mean, you know, there's always something.
So the big felon this week is the guy who's
washing his clothes. There's something wrong in Florida.
Slow week in Florida.
Yeah, really.
All right.
Okay. A really quick blurb here. Moving on to Nashville, Tennessee. Our Titans have gotten two W's.
Okay. By the time this show goes up, they'll have three.
Woo, woo.
Unfortunately, my Bears got stuffed today.
They finished second.
Yeah. No, they did good. They finished second. Yeah. Problem is, there was only two in the race.
Okay, we've got a story here from Missouri that we should have done in the last recording session, but I didn't actually
have
it printed. The
Mighty Mo.
Okay.
This was on September 21st in Missouri. Jeffrey Coombs, a 30-year-old convicted felon, well, he's back in jail. He was angry because the gal at the Taco Bell drive-thru window neglected to put his hot sauce in the bag with his food, and so he got home and was hot sauceless. So he gets in his car.
That pisses me off.
Gets in his car, goes back to the Taco Bell, goes up to the drive-thru window, and fires off a shotgun in her general direction.
Wow.
Yes. He is in trouble. He claims it was actually a tire iron, but it's a little bit hard to argue with...
with all the shotgun pellets in the wall?
Just
how about... how about calling the 800 number and having them send you, like, coupons for, like, 10 free dinners? Because I had a thing one time where I got the wrong... and actually, I was at a Jack in the Box. I got the wrong order, but I got about three times as much as what I ordered, so they gave me someone the wrong bags. Mm-hmm. And I call them, I say, hey, I said, because not only was it me, but somebody else got my one hamburger or whatever. I said, wait a minute, where's my stuff? They sent me a bunch of coupons to go and eat free, a bunch of them. So if the guy didn't get the hot sauce, instead of going back to prison, he probably could have ate three or four times on them.
Interestingly enough, the weapon that he had with him, which did not have a serial number on it, came from a gentleman named Mark at a drug house. What were you doing in Missouri?
It wasn't me. I wouldn't be in the drug house.
Likely
it wasn't me.
For the second time in 3 days, an elderly female motorist crashed into an Amherst, New York business. The same one. And it was the same motorist. Crashed into the same liquor store.
Are you sure we're not in Florida again?
No, Camille, I will never get this last name right. Camille Kazmierczak.
Kazmierczak.
73 years old. Told police she accidentally hit the accelerator instead of the brake. She was rounded up and charged with a DUI.
For the second time in a row?
Second time in 3 days.
I accidentally hit the brake twice.
Yeah.
Or hit the gas twice.
So old.
In Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
City of bromance.
The bromosexual.
The bromance.
That's where the other white meat lives.
That's right.
12stepgazette.com. Look, we're getting two plugs for you this time.
University of Pennsylvania students were quite surprised when their professor repeatedly did not show up for class. Finally, somebody mentioned it to the registrar's office, who informed the students, the professor died 6 months ago. They didn't take the class off the schedule. All the students showed up in the room.
How many weeks were the students going to school before they figured this out?
No, I think it was just two classes.
Two classes without the syllabus.
Yeah, they're like, hey.
Hey, I got A's.
This is a really easy class.
I got A's.
Okay, let's see. And last one, Northumberland, New York. This one's kind of sad.
Northumberland?
Northumberland, New York.
Okay.
This one's kind of sad, but at the same time, in a strange way, I'm not sure why he did it, but it was, I don't know, maybe it was a personal victory. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Robert Rannick. We'll never get this name right either.
Redrum?
Why can't anybody be named Smith anymore?
Redrum?
It is Smith. It's just the T side of the way he spelled it.
Alias Smith and Jones.
Robert Recky, I'm going to say that, 60 years old of Duanesburg, New York. The story came from Northumberland. Unbuckled his parachute chute after leaping from the plane at 8,000 feet on Sunday after leaving a suicide note in the plane.
Yes. Wow.
The police said neither the note nor the subsequent investigation actually explained why he killed himself. But he was a veteran skydiver. He'd done it many, many, many times. So I have to think that he had a reason for killing himself, and he did. He went out the way he wanted to go out.
Wow.
Did he hold his left arm up when he landed?
It doesn't say. Why?
Why?
In case somebody wants your wristwatch.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
It's an old parachutist joke.
I guess so. Yeah. Dude, that guy... what's terminal velocity, like 180 miles an hour or something? Because you get going to a certain speed and you don't go any faster when you're falling.
Yeah, he was moving.
Yeah. Wow.
He might have had a whistling noise come while I was...
He lost a lot.
The whistling noise probably followed the solid substance that came out.
It was like a Weight Watchers thing. He was really thin after that, I'll tell you.
No, Kelly.
And that's the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So,
Shelly has a mystery topic.
Shelly has
for
a
us.
Mystery topic for us. Mystery topic time. Mystery topic time.
You guys are going to hate it because you always hate the feel-good squishy topics.
Feel-good squishy topics. So we're going to talk about sex. We're going to continue on the theme of what we had in the boozy news.
No.
We're going to talk about breasts.
We're talking about something we have never, ever actually talked about directly on this show. Ever.
You haven't always been on this show. How do you know?
I'm pretty sure that you never talked about this with Hanish either. Or, oh, I'm not supposed to say that. Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
The topic is love.
Love, love, love.
Let's talk about love.
Yeah.
Love is all you need.
We've never actually love talked about that shit. Can you guys do 15 love minutes on love?
I've done longer.
I've done, I have too.
I'm not talking about that.
Can I do 15 minutes on love?
I don't know. Can you? I'm not talking
she's
about
talking
that.
About
I guess she's not usually there with me.
She's talking about love, not sex.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not
How would you like to tackle the subject of love? L'amour.
I don't know.
Pepe Le Pew.
Was love a different commodity for you before and after you got sober? How do you feel about it now? How do you feel about other people? I mean, we're supposed to, in the program, you know, love our fellow man, and yet do we? Or do we sit around and gossip about them at coffee?
Both.
So is the topic gossip or is it love?
No, I just threw that out there as an example. Oh. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, back to the thing of was it different to me back then? Yes. Because the thing I really, 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 really loved then was getting loaded. And I spent all my time trying to do that. And you know what? Back in the day, if you were a woman and you wanted to let me live at your house with you for free, I loved you. Absolutely. I was lying, but I would say that. I said it, I did it. And what I really loved was myself, and what I really loved was getting dope. And if you were in the way of that, I really hated you. And that changed when I got sober. I do a lot of loving things today. I help people out pretty much every chance I get. You know, I love you.
I love you too.
I tell you that all the time.
I know you do.
I tell my daughter that all the time. I exhibit that to you guys and to my daughter. I mean, I try and do all the loving, caring, sharing things that we do. I help newcomers. I just got back from doing a panel where we talked to a bunch of people. I mean, it's a lot different than it used to be. There's an old country song, and it's like you find out who your friends are, and it talks about like being broken down in the middle of nowhere, and that's when you find out who your friends are. Because back in the day, if I didn't have the bag, nobody loved me. Nobody came to help me. But if I had a bag of dope, everybody loved me. They were all my bestest best buddy friends. And now I'll go pick up someone because they call because they need help. How about you, Mark?
I think that it's changed a lot since I got in the program. And, you know, I found that there's a lot of people in the program that I truly love the people in this program. I love you guys.
Oh, you know? We love you too.
I mean,
we love
you know, too. I've got
in that
I've
special way.
And you know, and that's a good point because I have friends that, you know, people in the program that I love those people as friends. And it's not in that special way because it's really truly a feeling of trust and fellowship and just an ease of being together.
And how different is that from the past? I mean, you know what? I didn't love anybody out of trust in the past.
Or the ease of being together.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's like, it's so easy to be together with people today. And we went to the marathon yesterday. Saw some people I haven't seen in a while. It was just really easy to be around them.
Yes.
You know, and that's probably the biggest difference. You know, love my wife, love my kids. I don't think I've ever ended a phone call with any of my kids, unless other than the ones that ended like a shouting match.
Yeah.
But a regular phone call where we don't tell each other that we love each other.
That's true. Me too. Yeah. Me too. How about you, Shelley?
Well,
love.
Are you done?
He's done.
I just want to make sure you're not going to start singing again. I don't want to interrupt your song.
I thought maybe you were going to do the next line of it. But
no, she's going to talk us seriously.
Before I got sober, even when I was dry and during dry spell, I should go back to childhood, actually. When I was a kid, and it was Christmas time, I used to count my presents.
Really?
To see how many I got every year. And
I never did that.
I always used to, you know, people always would talk about when I was a kid, well, you know, it's the giving that counts. It's the, you know, the spirit of the season,
the
blah, blah, blah.
That
the, yeah, all the little platitudes that people would say. And my little kid brain is thinking, yeah, right, it's about the presents. Because that's what it was about to me, was the presents. But I would go along with what everybody would say about, you know, the loving, giving, sharing part of the season. And inside I'm thinking, well, that's a load of crap. And I kind of grew up that way. And I loved people only in the sense that I could collect them. Because I became very object-oriented as I grew up. I had my stuff, and it was my stuff. And some of the people in my life were part of my stuff.
We liked your stuff, yeah.
You know, and that was sort of my version of love. And that didn't really start to change, actually. I mean, I love my kids, even when I was dry and when I was drinking. But I don't think that I really connected a feeling of love to the kids until I had about a year sober. And it was, you know, when Becky said to me that I had to make a decision of whether I was going to stay married or not and stop whining because she was sick of it. And it kind of...
Go Becky.
Yeah. And it kind of threw me. I started thinking about all the people in my life and what they meant to me, whether they meant anything to me, why they were in my life. And it kind of dawned on me. It was, for the first time in my life, it dawned on me that all of my stuff meant absolutely nothing because the people were the important part.
Yeah.
And then... You know that little thing in the Grinch where his heart grew three sizes that day?
Uh-huh.
That was kind of what it was like. And I realized that there were actually people that I loved, I mean, really loved. You know, before when I was drinking and you would come home, I dreaded it. Now...
Boy, wow.
Because you were coming home to, you know, my party time was over. And now when you come home, my heart skips a beat every time the truck pulls in the driveway.
Oh.
You know, it's a complete and total turnaround.
I might need to give you an extra kiss for that one.
Oh, okay, I will. And, you know, when nowadays when Courtney asks me, you know, can I borrow your hairspray, can I borrow your this, can I do, you know, yeah, it's on my dresser, go get it. Whereas before it was, don't touch my stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would get, the only thing in the house that I have actually had an issue with somebody touching was when her boyfriend ate my Cocoa Pebbles. That is the only no-no in this house, is nobody touches my Cocoa Pebbles.
That's clearly not true.
What?
Nobody touches your laundry either. Your laundry is in the dryer, don't take it out.
No, Courtney and the kids have moved my laundry and I haven't had a nutty over it lately.
Oh, lately. Well, okay.
It's been a while since I had a nutty over the laundry.
You know, I don't know about you guys, but, well, certainly not for Shelley, and I don't know how this has turned after she got sober, but the gift thing, like when you give people gifts, when I was young, I liked to get gifts just like any other kid. But I'll tell you what, and I don't know if it's just in sobriety, but I really like to give gifts at Christmas time. I like to give gifts better than I like to receive them, and it didn't used to be that way at all. I mean, there's something about giving that special gift to someone that you love, and you see them, and they just, you know, they get the tear in their eye or whatever because it's really what they wanted. That's, so you can't buy that. You yep. can't buy that.
You can rent it for an hour.
You cannot. There's. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say this program has taught me so many things.
God's calling.
And one of the things that it really taught me was how to love me.
Yeah, we'll love you till you can love yourself.
Yeah. And it really did. I'm pretty content with myself today.
How about you, Shelly? Are you content with yourself today?
I don't know. What time did I take my meds?
Okay.
Wow.
No, I don't know. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. I'm still in that stage, you know, I go up and down sometimes. And, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with my meds. It's just I still have things that I'm working on.
I think everybody has that, though, to an extent. But I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty content with myself as well. Shelly, what would your final words on the subject of love be?
I don't know. I had a weird experience. The whole reason why the theme at church this morning was love, which is what brought the topic up. And I had kind of a weird experience in church this morning, and I hope it comes back. I mean, I still kind of have the feeling, but I hope it comes back even more. And I was sitting in church watching the kids sing and everything, and I was looking around. I mean, the church was pretty much packed. And looking around at all the people. And I never really realized that I do subconsciously that I divide people into attractive and unattractive, into two groups. I look at somebody, they're attractive. And I never really realized that I did that subconsciously.
Doable and non-doable.
Until the moment when I was sitting in church and I'm looking around and every single person in church this morning was absolutely beautiful. Didn't matter what they looked like. And they really, truly were. And it was a really weird feeling. And I didn't realize how I had done that subconsciously in the past until it was like somebody suddenly handing me a pair of glasses when I spent my whole life not realizing that I needed them. It was a really odd experience. I hope it comes back like full force again. I kind of still have the feeling of it a little bit now. But it was just really amazing. And that's kind of an outgrowth of love itself. Is being able to look at other people and love them, even if you don't know them.
I've been lucky that way in that scenario of like being able to look at people, because although it's certainly I look at people and go, they're attractive and they're not, because I did a lot of artwork for a lot of years, they kind of taught you to look for the essence of what everything is, because, you know, one of my favorite drawings I've ever done is of this old man's face. He's not particularly good looking, but you know what? His face is gorgeous because he's gorgeous. It's not because he's a beautiful guy. It's just that when I did the drawing of it, the guy was just the perfect guy to draw. It's awesome. What are your final words on the subject?
Mine?
Marco.
Hello.
Hello. Well, you know, the things that Shelley's pointed out that really drew her to the topic and the things we've talked about goes back to everything in this program helps us get that conscious contact with our higher power, with God.
Yes.
And I was taught from a child through all the organized religion I had that God is love.
Let's see. There he comes, the zinger. My final words on the subject are, all you need is love. Dun, 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 dun. All you need is love. Da, da, na, na, na. All you need is love, love, love is all you need. No one's coming in to help me.
That was deep.
You were doing fine all by yourself.
Shelly, who are our friends back in the city of brotherly love?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. And you can get there by going to recovery101.net and clicking on the 12-Step Gazette banner, and it will take you to his website. And you can read his fine publication online. You can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. Or you can, what was the other one? Email. You can get it through email. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can have the 12-Step Gazette in your little burg.
Awesome. Mark, how about our friends online?
That'd be In the Rooms at intherooms.com.
.com.
You can go to intherooms.com, sort of a Facebook of recovery with hundreds of thousands of years of sobriety on there.
20 days at a time.
That's right. A million people with 60 days. So
there's actually a lot of time.
Yeah, I know there is a lot of time on there. So anyway, you can go there and put up a profile, and you can find the A of your choice and enter it.
Gently.
Yes. They have speaker tapes and chat rooms and online meetings. There's all sorts of recovery-oriented things on the site. So you can go to Friends of Recovery 101, which is our embedded player, and you can listen to the show while you search the site. Enjoy.
You can also, if you're one of our friends on Facebook, you can actually, whenever you see one of our shows posted, you could click the play button right there. It'll play it right in your browser window. And if you want to continue to surf around while it's playing, you can go up to profile or home or something and right-click on it and choose open new tab. And you can go and do whatever you want, play your games and chat and make fun of people and all the stuff you normally do on Facebook. We've got, oh, don't forget Recovery Idol. As you've heard the last few days, we've had some submissions. And if you guys think you can do better, go ahead and send them in. They need to be 30 to 60 seconds long. They need to say Recovery 101. You can send those to any one of our email addresses, which include recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack staff, that's right, our crack advertising staff, you can email us at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
I got a question. Are we still going to, in a few weeks, once we get all the submissions, play them all back-to-back and critique
have
them?
Have people vote on them?
And critique them?
No, I don't know
we're
about critique them, but we could certainly have people vote on them.
I thought we were going to do Simon, Paula, and Randy.
Oh, okay. Well, we could do that.
I'm into Loving of a Moon. I think they're all beautiful.
Yeah, you can be Paula.
That's why
I need more meds for that.
That's why you're Paula.
I need more meds for that.
We will. You know what? We will. We'll have a... You know, we'll do it like, you know, maybe, I don't know, we'll pick a time to do it. We'll do it either before the Boozy News or after. Some we'll have a Recovery Idol. We'll wait till we get in a few more submissions and we'll have it and we'll do it. And then we'll let the, we'll let people vote. We'll put it up online and we'll put it out to everyone that we're going to do it. And you guys can send us an email or tell us on Facebook or whatever and we'll have a vote and whoever wins, wins. You know, people be calling, having their friends.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, I know the way these dope fiends are. One of them's not a dope fiend, really, but he's not also not a partier. But I could see, if I know Bill Piper, Bill Piper's going to get everyone he knows, like in Northern California, is going to be sending in things. We're like, we love Bill.
Yeah.
or my daughter, who is apparently going to record one and send it in, is going to have everyone
all
in her high
friends.
School, you know.
That's fine.
We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
I want to give a shout out to Sarah, who's in New York. She'll already be back by the time she hears this shout out. But I'm shouting it out anyway.
Hey, Shelly.
What?
Just leave that music back.
Yeah.
AJ's Cleaner, Band of the Month.
I knew that's where you were going, Bruce.
Yeah. Yeah, because I wasn't getting there very quickly.
No.
Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And you are beautiful.
Yeah. sun.